ever try to make a model car or a model plane? Certainly as a kid. Maybe you mess up the first couple of steps and that model never really turns out very well. I remember the first time that I put together a gas grill. The instructions didn't have any words, just pictures. Kind of hard to follow. Let's just say that I had a lot of extra parts left when I was done putting that grill together, and that grill never really worked that well. You need a good start to have a good finish. Bemidji State last weekend against St. Cloud did not have a good start either night.
Well, we got to play 60 minutes and we got to stay out of the box. I mean, obviously both nights the first period was tough on us. And again, that was all self-inflicted. I mean, you can't have four penalties on Saturday. I think it was two potentially on Friday. The score was 3-1 after one on Friday. And at the end of the day, we were chasing the game when you do that.
I think the biggest takeaway from last week is that we got to be more ready when the puck drops. I mean, we played four periods of pretty good hockey, but both nights the first period was what really killed us. So we just got to, when it comes to Friday, we just got to be ready to go as soon as the puck drops. So I think that's the biggest focus this week.
A one-goal loss and a two-goal loss in the big picture of things isn't the end of the world. The season's still young. This team still has 10 new faces on its roster. It's going to take a little while for those 10 newcomers to gel. One of those newcomers, Oliver Peer. He had a pair of goals last weekend. Ben Vigneault had his first career goal last weekend. And Riley Funk scored his fourth goal of the young season. It's Oliver Peer, the fifth man out on the power play. Up top for Thornton, blue line middle. Right side wall. Down low, backhand, chopped at by Funk. Rebound and a goal! Riley Funk chops away at it, but Bemidji State cuts it to 4-2. Can the Beavers have a better start tonight? Absolutely they can. Will they? Let's find that out together. Quarter Bar pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.